There's Montgomery Gentry and something to be proud of right here on Iron Country. And with me today is one of the founding members of Montgomery Gentry, Mr. Eddie Montgomery, who'll be playing at Tobacco Days in Edgerton on the 19th. Welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Eddie.
Man, I tell you what, thanks for taking time out for me this morning, man. I tell you what, it was, of course, we was at the Opry last night celebrating Charlie Daniels. And, and we're just on, you know, we're road dogs, man. So we're out on the road, man, meeting. Of course, we ain't never called nobody fans. We call them friends, man. And we've been blessed over 25 years, hell, 26, I guess, this year, of having a lot of friends out there, man, that's had our backs ever since we come out with tattoos and scars, and they still do.
You know, Eddie, it's really exciting to have you coming back to the area to Edgerton's Tobacco Days coming up on the 19th. Now, the last time we saw you here in Iron Country, here in the area, you were with John Michael Montgomery on the Brothers Tour. What's new with Eddie Montgomery?
You know, man, just we're starting to write music stuff and trying to get everything ready to get in the studio and basically travel around and playing the hits, changing the show up a little bit and just having a lot of fun meeting people and hanging out, man. It's what we love to do.
You know, now, Eddie, you guys, like you said, you're road dogs out on the road playing all that great music you've given us in Montgomery Gentry over the past 26 years. Now, I remember the first time I was able to spin Hillbilly Shoes as a debut single, and that's been over 26 years ago now. Has it seemed that long to you?
You know what? It really is. The saying is very, very true. Time flies when you're having fun, man. And I tell you what, you know, life is very short, and me and T always wanted to live every second of it, man. And you know, we just love living life and having fun, man. You know, at the end of when it's all said and done, you know, a lot of people will come up and go like, "Man, I wish I'd at least tried that." Well, me and T was the ones that's going to said that. Well, maybe I shouldn't have done that one. Or maybe I shouldn't have tried this one.
Yeah, well, you know, Eddie, here at Iron Country, we are based in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s music, and people have seemed to gravitate back to that time in country music. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it's because it's about people that's, whether they're going to school or whether they're working every day, and, you know, they relate to it, man. They can get it. They relate to it very well, whether it's love or whether it's, you know, well, it's about the good, the bad, and the party on the weekend. And, you know, and it's living life, man, and that's what it's all about, and that's what makes us the greatest country in the world, you know. We can say, be, and dream as big as we want to in this great country, and we do not give it up enough for all of our great American heroes.
No, we do not. And, you know, Eddie, over the years, I've enjoyed the fact that Montgomery Gentry always gave us songs for the working class, almost like anthems for us to live by. It's got to be a great feeling for you as the artist to hear those songs sung back to you on a nightly basis.
You know, man, it's unbelievable. And of course, with me and T-Roy, it was always, and the Wild Bunch, you know, it was always, what you see with us is what you get. You know, we'll sit down and drink iced tea with you, or we'll sit down and drink, you know, Jim Beam, or now I got a new sponsor, Southern Kentucky Distiller. We'll sit down and drink a little Shine with you.
That's outstanding. And now, Eddie, I've got a couple of songs that I've always wanted to talk to you about. Now, the first one is off your 2024 EP, Home Run, and that's the duet you did with John Michael Montgomery. That's Brotherly Love. I mean, what was that? What does that song mean to you, singing that with your brother?
Well, you know, we were raised up in a honky-tonk family. I always made fun about it, me and John Boy did. Mom was a drummer, Dad was a guitar player, and the bartenders were our babysitters. And, you know, honky-tonk musicians don't make much money anyway, so by the time we were 8 years old, we were going in bars, and, of course, there wasn't really a 21 rule back then, you know, age 21 rule. And so we were setting up drums and we were setting up guitar amps and, you know, we seen a lot in them bars and probably a lot of it we probably shouldn't have seen at that age. But by the time we were 12 years old, 12 and 13 years old, me and my brother, we were already in Dad's band playing in bars. And I mean, some of them, they asked you if you had a gun when you walked in. If they didn't, they'd give you one.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, now the next song that I wanted to talk to you about is probably my favorite song from Montgomery Gentry. And we get a ton of requests for this around Veterans Day. And that tune is called Tattoos and Scars.
Yeah, man. And actually, we're getting ready to, we've been getting ready to put that back in the show. And so we've got, thanks to you all and thanks to all of our friends out there calling in and requesting them. Our show, man, is we've been blessed enough over 26 years to have a lot of hits. So, you know, that's a great problem to have, man. And I tell you, it's also, like you said, it's awesome when you go out there and you sing the hits and they're singing all that. And plus, they're still wanting to hear some of your, album cuts. Mm-hmm. And so it's just not enough time in the night to play it all.
Exactly. And now, for our listeners here, Eddie, that aren't familiar with Eddie Montgomery Gentry Show, what are they in store for on the 19th at Tobacco Days?
Well, you know, man, when we hit the stage, about anything can happen, and it usually does. And that's the way we kind of like it. We like living loose, and what you see is what you get. You know, like I said, we'll drink iced tea with you, or we'll drink some moonshine with you. It don't matter. So... We want everybody to have fun and live life. And for that, you know, iron 45 minutes or whatever, man, we want everybody to just go like, man, this is what America's about.
Amen to that. Now, Eddie, as we always do, it's customary here on the Big Red in the Morning Show. We always let the artist pick a song out of their catalog to go out of the interview with. What from your catalog would you like us to play here on Iron Country?
Hell, I think might as well start with the one that kicked it all off, Hillbilly Shoes.
Outstanding. Well, Eddie Montgomery, we want to thank you for your time this morning, and you are always welcome back here on Iron Country, my friend.
Well, thank you all for taking time out for us this morning, and we can't wait to see everybody there, man, at the show. And go ahead and tell them if I got to work the next day, go ahead and call in sick, because we've been known to lock the doors, bolt the gates, and party all night long.